Bless the Lord, you angels of His, you mighty ones who do His bidding, and hearken to the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all you hosts, you ministers of His who do His will. Bless the Lord, all you works of His in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Today is Saturday, March 9th, in the season of Lent. Take a moment to be still and become aware of God's presence within you and all around you. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken to my cry for help, my King and my God. For I make my prayer to you. In the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. Early in the morning, I make my appeal and watch for you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. The Lord's will stands fast forever, and the designs of His heart from age to age. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus taught us, saying, "When the Son of Man comes in His glory, escorted by all the angels, then He will take His seat on the throne of glory. All nations will be assembled before Him, and He will separate people one from another as the shepherd separates sheep from goats. He will place the sheep on His right hand and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right hand, 'Come, you whom my Father has blessed, take as your heritage the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you made me welcome. Lacking clothes, and you clothed me. Sick, and you visited me.' Then the upright will say to Him in reply, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and make you welcome, lacking clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' And the King will answer, 'In truth I tell you, insofar as you did this to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left hand, 'Go away from me, with your curse upon you, to the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you never gave me food. I was thirsty, and you never gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you never made me welcome. Lacking clothes, and you never clothed me. Sick and in prison, and you never visited me.' Then it will be their turn to ask, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, a stranger or lacking clothes, sick or in prison, and did not come to help?' Then he will answer, 'In truth I tell you, insofar as you neglected to do this to one of the least of these, you neglected to do it to me.' And they will go away to eternal punishment, and the upright to eternal life." Matthew 25. The Lord's will stands fast forever, and the designs of His heart from age to age. The Morning Psalm. Lord, who may dwell in your tabernacle? Who may abide upon your holy hill? Whoever leads a blameless life and does what is right, who speaks the truth from his heart, there is no guile upon his tongue. He does no evil to his friend. He does not heap contempt upon his neighbor. In his sight the wicked is rejected, but he honors those who fear the Lord. He has sworn to do no wrong, and he does not take back his word. He does not give his money in hope of gain, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things shall never be overthrown. Psalm 15. The Lord's will stands fast forever, and the designs of his heart from age to age. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those who have lived in a land of deep shadow, a light has shone. Lord God, Almighty and Everlasting Father, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. Go forth in the peace and in the presence of Christ.